I've said to myself, we've got to hit the ground running. I've got to, get on with things. And this year is going to be the best year. And, so we've got all of that motivation. But there has to come a time where you are just still and you reflect. So if you haven't done that yet in the previous year, now's the time for you to think about doing that. And welcome to Arts and Wellness Cafe. I'm so glad you could join me. This is the first Arts and Wellness Cafe for the year, and we are going to cover quite a lot of different things. And I'm hoping that you stay all the way to the end because there are some news and insights that you're going to be able to access. So welcome. The word for this part of the week is stillness. My overall word for the year is flow. And so for me, what these words help me do is just to focus my mind on the thing that I need to do. The words are coming up because that's what I need to have in my life, or that's what I need to do, or I need to work at. So it could be with the flow, I can see quite clearly, like, I need to work at allowing things to flow. We try and control a lot of things. And with thorough, it was that I needed to take stock of all the things that I was learning and putting them into practice, because you can gather, so much information that it's just going in and you're filling up, but you're not reflecting or, thinking about how it impacts on your life. So what is your word? Do you have a word? Drop it down in the comments so that we can start being encouraged by each other. And that's one of the reasons for the Arts and Wellness Cafe, and it's how the arts can impact on our health in a positive way. And so having an encouraging word is a great way to start your year. It's a great way to start each month, and that's why I don't just have the one all the, for the year, but I have several that come up every month. And in every Arts and Wellness Cafe, there's a new word for you to focus on. So we've just come into a new year, and I don't know when throughout the year you take stock of what it is that's going on in your life or what it is you need to do. But we'll take January as the time where, okay, so I've said to myself, I've got to hit the ground running. I've got to, get on with things, and this year is going to be the best year. And, so we've got all of that motivation, but there has to come a time where you are just still and you reflect. So if you haven't done that yet in the previous year, now's the time for you to think about doing that. And it's important for your growth because, sorry, I have to keep, I need a better chair. That's one of the things I've reflected on. I need a nice, comfortable studio chair. But as you have gone through your year, have you had that chance to really think about, well, where is it you do want to go? A lot of people make resolutions, but they can often not follow them through. And it's not because, you can think of all the reasons we give ourselves. Oh gosh, I set my sights too high. I, never finish anything. And it's not even that. It's because you've not made it or tried to make it a part of your life, a part of your day to day. We set these targets or these goals, and you don't break them down and say, okay, if this is a goal I want by July, what does it mean for my June, May, April, March, February, and January, if I missed one? May. What does it mean? What do I have to be doing in those months to get the June, July result? And so we're not very often planning as effectively as we need to, breaking it down. Why do we want to do it? What are the key motivations for me to do it? What are the things that I use to encourage myself when I want to, or when I find myself feeling off or feeling down or not feeling like myself, what are the things that I have in place for those moments? Because you know they're going to come. And do I have music that encourages me? I've now got a playlist that is uplifting music, so that if I am feeling away, I know that these songs, once I start singing them and dancing around the place and just listening to them and just allowing them to minister to me, I get back on track. And sometimes you need to sit in that feeling. Why are you feeling that way? And that's something that, again, we have to think about how we respond to certain things and whether that response is coming from a place of, say, the inner child, or a place where we feel insecure. But when we look at what the situation is and we change our perspective, we might say, oh, actually, there was something that I need to learn from that. There was something that happened last year, late last year. So I was doing a live and it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. I had spent like a day prepping the camera angle and everything, and then when I put it out, when it went live, it was just like everything was upside down. And then suddenly it was dusk and I hadn't put enough lights in here. When at 6 o'clock, it's dark outside. So I hadn't accounted for that because the lights weren't enough, or they were in the wrong position where I'd put them. So I really should have. My learning from that was, even though I had tried to prep the day before, I needed to have, checked the lighting at 6 o'clock. How does it look in here? What do I need to do? And testing my camera angle. I just assumed it would all be okay based on what I'd done. And I could have felt really bad, and part of me was just like, oh my gosh, that's not the look I wanted. But I had to learn from it. If you don't learn from things, then you're not growing. So I had to learn from that so that next time I know what I need to do. That's not going to happen again. So, sitting in that feeling and acknowledging the feeling, and then saying, okay, so I've addressed my learning. How can I get the feeling? How can I get out of that feeling that I still feel, oh my gosh, look what you did? And it's play my uplifting music and, again, go back to your planning and thinking, well, when else is this going to happen? And what equipment do I need to get? I need more lights. That's what that told me. If I'm going to do a live, I need more lights because I mostly film during daylight, and this is probably the brightest time where my studio is filled with light. And it can be quite glaring because the sun is like setting in that direction. But yeah, it's learning. So stillness is a really important word that we need to think about. And the other thing is reflection. So one of the things that I want you to think about is what your typical day is. So if you want to grow, there are things you need to change. So, a typical day for me, say, would be I get up, do my journaling. I'm part of the 5 a.m. club. My son didn't respond in that way. He's just like, really? And you know what's funny? Because I used to say, when I used to hear other people who get up really early, like some get up at 4 o'clock to go do their training and all of this, and I was just like, the only way I'm waking up at 5 o'clock is if I'm taking a plane somewhere. Yeah, I find I get so much done. Once my journaling is out of the way, it feels like, yeah, I've accomplished. But that also has an impact on my health and well-being. So I know that if I haven't journaled and I haven't looked at what it is I need to do for that day and got some of the really important tasks done, then I start to feel off and then I start to feel down and then it's just like, what's the point? That's how it feels. And so to circumvent that, it's just like you got to get up early enough to journal. Or I know that after I've gone out with Cole, the dog, I'm unlikely to journal because there are other things that need to be
For
fitted
this
in.
year, there's
Smaller
so
projects. I don't have any paintings I'm working on, and I'm working on some fabric pieces. And so that's really fulfilling. And looking at different ways in which you can manipulate fabric and work with different supplies and creating different things. And so, yeah, that's been really great. And again, it's this impact on our health and well-being. How does, say, slow stitching impact on your day-to-day? If you've never slow stitched, see, all these things are things that I said I haven't got time for, but slow stitched during the pandemonium. That was the thing that carried me through. It was just like amazing. I never thought I had the time. Or embroidery, it's just like I haven't got time to embroider. But I do sewing, and so that then it just kind of expanded because I was painting off fabric, dyeing my own fabric, and these are all things that bring me joy. So you will be able to see a lot of the pieces that I've been able to make and been able to incorporate into my work, which is has been really
But
fulfilling. Yeah, the impact of the arts and creativity on health is very important. And so I think I've been doing the things that bring me peace of mind. So think about what it is that you do creatively and think about, you might do like I eat and breathe art. And I think somebody asked me what my hobby was, and it was just like, hobby? My profession is art, my hobby is art. I dream about art, I talk about art. And so it's what is it that you do, not aside from what you do. But, and I think that's probably why I incorporate so many different things. So every day, every moment, you're inputting into your creative health. So you have to think about what that is for yourself and find time to do it. Yeah, think about what it is that what your typical day is and what are the things that you can incorporate to make sure that you adequately get the breaks that you need, and that you're being able to focus. And think about, what you're working on, and think about that process. Because I was thinking recently, if I was going to get an assistant, there are things that I currently do that I'd want them to do, but I haven't written these processes down. What is the process for that particular job? So that you can pass it on, rather than what would happen is they come and they say, okay, what would you like me to do? And you
Think, oh, now I'm gonna have to sit and explain to you this particular process, and then you're not gonna do it the same as me. And okay, just do, just you say, just tidy up.
and it's just like they're not going to know where to put things. So it's thinking about what your processes are and thinking about your growth, because are you not going to grow at some point? Do you not want to grow? So if you are, you might be getting in help. And it's a better idea to know exactly what you're doing. You might not know all the finer details, but roughly this month I'm going to focus on this piece of art and see it to its, completion. Or I might have to take a break from that and then do something else.
So I think now is a good time to take a break, and what we will do is look at an art journaling process and something that you can do.
Okay, so here we have this magazine. It's called Somerset Studios. This is the art of paper and mixed media. So when you go in it, I've just torn out the first page. Every page has got something in it, and I've had these for years. So this is 2012 that this was taken from, and I haven't brought it in such a long time. I just can't get it here. Anyway, so you know, look at the different images that you can see. Some of the lovely art that has been created, and you can cut this out with, you know, the person that either with yourself, you know, if you're working on it yourself, or you know, with somebody else, you can look through it and see what kind of things come up, like, you know, lettering. That might bring up, you know, the letters that they would receive when they were younger. Like I was telling my son, when we were younger, and we would send a letter to my grandmother, and it would take 3 weeks for her to receive, and then we'd wait for, you know, you'd send like gifts or some money or whatever it is, and then the general letter. And then you'd wait 3 weeks at anticipation for her to write back. It was just like, oh, you know, we've got a letter from Jamaica, you know, our grandmother. It was such a really funny feeling. And now snail mail seems to be a thing of the past, and you know, you can communicate with somebody around the world so quickly. Anyway, so a lot of these things might spark conversations. So think about that. Think about all the images and then some of them that you might cut out. So in these magazines, I don't know whether they do now, but what they used to do was in the center have a free artist paper that you could then use for inspiration. So I would cut these out and I would use them in sort of like making collage elements, or I like certain shapes, circles. I might, you know, make a tag, or it could be part of a background. So cut them all out. So let's have a quick look through this. So houses, boats, again, all of these can be interesting imagery. And some of the words, we've got nuggets of joy up here, so that could be something that could go into a collage piece. So you could cut out some words, cut out part of images. Again, it's full of color. You can make even, so like from some of these pages, so I made a series of beads from one of the pages. So you could do that, and that could be an activity for next time. Or if they're able to make the beads. So you can make the beads for them, and then they could do an activity with the beads. So threading the beads onto some yarn and, you know, making things. Or you can do the activity of making the beads with them. And some of these colors will look really nice in beads, beading. And even if you've got some of the writing as well. So that's the activity that I want you to try. And one of the things that I did was take, say, some of the imagery and cut it out. And then you can use that in a different way. And let me show you one of the things that I've done. So I cut out some shapes from the paper that I will, say, use in collage. I've cut out some house shapes. So you see you've got all of the nice already decorated bits there. And I then put some of them together. And so I could get like an encouraging word that meant something, that means something to me, and I could create that. The other thing I did was to create some tags. So I used the background papers and created some tags, and then I've decorated them. Put a writing spot on them, but you would never know that it was, you know, taken from a magazine. So I've just added my own flavour to it, used it as a starting point. So they started out very similar to these, used them as a starting point. Now you've got the words there as well, and then decorated them. And in some, I've made some smaller elements. Again, these are the cards. These are just added to card. Just simply added some of the smaller bits that I've added. Some of the images that I liked, I've used it as a collage to add to the card. And then I've cut up some smaller bits that can be used at some other later stage. But these are all, you know, some really nice things that you can do and create different shapes that you can use in your collage. And so, as we said, you can look at things that will help you express an emotion. We've got some older cards. So this came from a different magazine. The same Stampington, and this was the insert that they had, some older pictures, but they might inspire, you know, the person that you're caring for to talk about their particular occupation that they had at the time, or, you know, a whole range of things, how they're feeling now. A painting or an image in the magazine might spark a memory of a feeling or something when they were young, or even the words. So you can't discount anything in terms of, you know, the love of books. These books are on the shelf. How many people now have books on a shelf? You know, a lot of people have electronic books. I still love holding books and feeling books. There's nothing like having the books in your hand. This page has got an artist who paints eggs, and they're so beautiful. They're very pretty. So if you were to take this and to even cut out some of the eggs or use it as beads, that would be a nice activity. You know, cut the page and use them as beads. So that's some of the things that you can do.
So as we said, that this was the, you know, this is arts and health. So we also look at how, as a previous carer, looking at how I can incorporate our activities so that if somebody's a carer, they can either do it for this activity for themselves, but they can do it with somebody that they're caring for. And so this particular activity is one that you can do on your own, or you can do with somebody else. And it's looking at making different collages from magazines and putting together different compositions. And it's a nice activity just to, it's about just looking at colours and shapes and things that appeal to you, but then putting them together on card. And that is a nice activity to do. And it can be images that will reflect either your interests or your emotions, or, and it's a way to also talk about how that makes you feel. Like if you're caring for somebody, you could then ask them, you know,
what is it about that image that you like, or what's your favorite color on this page, or you know, how does that make you feel? And also that's part of the process in terms of, you know, having a conversation and talking about the different images. And sometimes these images spark memories from years ago that they can, you know, talk about. And try not to be too restrictive, try to be flexible. So if it does go down the road of, you know, oh, they start talking about different interests and things that they remember, don't say, no, 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 we've got to do a collage. It's just like, that's a nice activity. So go with the flow, as the word for the month, for the year. Go with the flow and incorporate that into the activity as well. And you can always come back and, you know, the next time you might have the images already pre-cut and looked at some that sparked the conversation, and then start from there. You know, you can pick up activities. So don't feel that it has to be, okay, this activity is supposed to be about collages, that's what we're going to do. But if it, you know, goes down and flows into a conversation, memories, use that as well as part of the activity. So let's look at this.
Right, so I'm thinking about using these little houses, and so as I say, you know, cut up shapes and just see what it is that feels good as you're putting it down. I wanted to layer the house. I don't have a, oh yeah, I might use a different colour. I don't have an exact idea of what I want to do, but quite like, I might just use that on its own. I like that. Actually, yeah, so I might try and do something like layer them. Like that, and then use these little squares that I cut. Okay. So again, you might decide that you want to play with the supplies, or you say to, you know, the person that you may be doing this activity with, what shapes do you like? Or cut out the shapes and say, which shapes do you like best? So they can actually see the shapes, as opposed to having to try and remember what the shapes are called. Down here. And I want a circle for the sunshine. Doesn't matter that the sun is multicolored. Going to trim this so it's not about we're not looking for perfection, we're not looking for you know, things don't have to be exact as it would be in the world. I'm going to use these as the windows. and leave those ones. Just going to cut up this and we'll just stick them on there. And again, they don't have to be, they're a bit wonky, but that's fine. And sometimes you create a piece and there's a message coming out that you didn't even realize. So you can look and see whether, actually I'm going to use this. And then as you cut up some of the papers, you're always going to have more fabric scraps to work with. Oh, I like this. It's I'm going to cut this out. It's a, the artist has created like a hot weather balloon and some stitching, and this tab bit that's attached says, go confidently in the direction of your dreams, live the life you imagined. It's a quote by Henry David Thomas. So I want that to be like going up there. So I'm gonna have to cut out this. And so that's why it's good to, you know, like look through and see what elements there are that you can use. Now I can have him behind the house. And I'm going to separate this bit here and have, lift this bit up and have him peeping out the house. Like so, and then stick that. Right, so I used a white piece of paper just so that you can get a really good kind of, you know, look at it. But what I would have started with was, say, laid down a background paper and then added these on. And then the thing that I like doing is adding black ink. So we can either do that, or you know, you can outline with, you can, you know, do an outline if you want, or paint, or think about what the element is that you like the best, or maybe what shapes do you really like. And as I say, think about when you first start this activity, there are other things that might come up. So whilst, you know, you're looking at what are the elements that you're attracted to, what are the, on the page, what are the images that are coming up, there may be things that crop up for you, like it might take you back to another time, or it might take the person that you're working with back to a time, and explore that. Don't discount it and say, we've got to work on this particular image. This is the activity we've got to work on. But stay flexible and go with the flow of the activity. And you can always come back. You could do the activity another time. But you can work small so that it doesn't necessarily feel overwhelming. And, you know, you could finish the pieces in a relatively short time, dependent on what else you're going to be. I'm feeling the rays of the sun. can, you can use, you know, paint, you can use alcohol markers. I sometimes use alcohol markers for ease. And that's what I'm going to do on this page. So I'll just take out a selection. I'm not going for any colours in particular. I just take a handful and work with that. Okay, I've got a handful. And I'm just going to do a different colour for each of the rays. Is the piece that I created. So I hope you have fun with this activity. And here's some more that I've done as I showed you. I've made a tag, added the paper. This is just cardstock, and then added the paper, decorated it with some doodling and some ink and some paint in areas, and then these are encouraging cards, and this one's got a scripture on. So have fun.
So I hope you enjoyed that. That's as I say, it's a nice activity to get on with, and you can do that anytime, you know, cut out the magazines and see what images you enjoy using. And as I said, I like using Stampington and Somerset House are my favourite magazines, and it's just got, they've got so many, you know, really talented artists that they use, and some of the images are really nice. So again, using those in an activity, cutting them up and creating something from it is a nice easy way, you know, especially if you have limited supplies. But it's just a nice easy kind of exercise to do. So if you're interested in, I do have some courses on at the moment. Filling the Creative Well is one where you can be inspired and encouraged, and it helps you find what your process is. So we're always looking to develop our creative process. So it gives you audio, encouraging words, encouraging processes to work on, digital downloads, different collages to do. There's at least 4 different collages that we make, fabric bowls, and we fill an art journal, and it's a really great way to kind of think about what your creative process is and putting it into practice. And it's for that, you know, we're journaling in it, written journaling, we're answering questions. And as I said, it's a great way to kind of look at what is your process, what is your practice, how do you encourage yourself, and what things you need to put in place. So check it out, and the mixed media art bowls, you can always do that separately if you just wanted to do that course. Each of the sessions are separated, but if you wanted to do the full course, if you did that and wanted to do the full course, there's a discount available for you so that you can just sign up for the full course. So yeah, check that out. So let's look at some of the stitched projects that I've been working on. As I say, I've been doing quite a lot of creating with fabric, and I found it to be a really peaceful activity. So I'm just going to look back at some of the pieces that I've done, and I hope that they're inspiring and encouraging to you. And I did my first face a while back, maybe a year ago or so. I did my first face, and that was an interesting process, and I liked it to a certain extent, but I need a free motion free motion machine. Just like, yes, that once I've got a free motion machine, that with a free motion arm, that will be, everything will be fine. But you make do, don't you? So that's then where the slow stitching came in. But I do have, you know, I've got a sewing machine, I've got several that I can access and use. But it's been really nice working on some of these pieces. They bring a lot of joy, and it's been great sharing it. So if you want to see more of the processes behind each piece, you can go into my, it's called Material Musings now. It used to be called Material Mondays. But as I say, I've done a lot of fabric pieces over the time that you can have a look at, and have been part of exhibitions that have shared and shown some of my fabric work. And I'm looking to go bigger pieces. So I'm hoping to work on that. And the thing that I finished last year was my prayer meditation piece. So this is like 40 inches. It's 40 inches by 30. So that was, no, it's a little bigger than that, isn't it? 40 inches by, it's 40 inches. I did have it written down, but the piece of card eludes me right now. But yeah, it's my biggest, my second biggest fabric piece so far. So I was really pleased with finishing, coming to the end of it, so that I can work on another. And I'm just looking to back it. So I hope that you find some of the fabric pieces encouraging. I am trying to enable them to tell a story. It's about healing, it's about encouragement, it's about finding peace, it's about finding wisdom, and telling your own story. So for me, that's what working with the fabrics is about. And then the idea that you can, you know, dye your own fabric, so that you're part of every part of the process, is just, it just fills me with so much joy, that it's, yeah, it just fills me so much joy. It's just like, I know I'm where I need to be. And also sharing other people's story. How do you share your story? How can you use the, how can you use the supplies that you have to share your story, to tell your story? How can you use your art process, your creative process to do that? And what are the steps you need to take so that you can position yourself more? So that's some of the things that I'm looking at. And then again, how do you, if you're caring for somebody, how can you incorporate your art into that process? So I used to take my art journal. We never used to do any sculptures, but I used to take my art journal, and I used to get my mother, Mavis Elizabeth Trout, to paint and draw. And all I had to say to her was, what would you like to paint today? And she was just off. Or I'd give her a magazine and say, can you draw this image? She wouldn't say, I can't do it. She would say, okay, then all I need is the paper and the supplies. And she was off. So, you know, for the person that you care for, if you're a carer, that is, or you know somebody who is a carer, this is something that you can suggest to them, that, you know, it might not be art for them. It could be stitching. It could be organizing. If you think about what kind of role they had and how you can find something that they can then do in a kind of very broken down, smaller scale. So I used to know a lady who was in my dementia art class. And she used to work on the railway. She had lost well, she could speak, but she couldn't articulate the words. She loved looking at, say, a magazine and trying to recreate it. Or there was another one who was a designer, or another one who was a secretary, and she loved to knit. And if you gave her the wool and the needles, she would play with them separately. But if you started her off, then she would start knitting. And I mean, mine was a visual arts class, but we had other things. So massage therapy, I used to do that as well. And so some would love their hands being massaged. So we'd do a hands and feet session. And you'd get, you know, the baby wipes. Yeah, that feeling of the freedom when you take your shoes off. And then, you know, having that cool baby wipe and then having some lovely massage oil, like, massaged into your feet. And it was like a really nice treat. I wanted to make them feel as if they were being treated, as opposed to, you know, okay, we're going to do this today. That they were in an environment that was encouraging and relaxed, and, you know, that they could feel relaxed. So think about ways in which you can incorporate your creative activity into an activity that, as I say, if you are a carer or know somebody who's caring, that could be an alternative, something for them to do. With the sun coming in, I think it's time for tip of the week. This creative tip is gonna be where it's at. And in tip of the week, the tip is to clear your mental clutter. Now, what does that mean? So how can you clear your mental clutter? It is getting rid of all those thoughts and all those things that do not serve you. All those negative ideas, all the negative things that anybody has said to you. And sometimes we hold on to those things from very young, you know, things that somebody who didn't even know you said, you know, or somebody, some mean child in the playground. What is it that you've been holding on to? And sometimes we need to just kind of look in our mental filing cabinet and think about, you know, where we are now, what is it that we believe about ourselves, and why do we believe that? You know, some people walk around with, oh, I can't do this, and I'm no good at that. But where did that come from? As children, we, you know, you see children and they, like, fearless. You say to them, you know, draw a picture of this building, and they're not going to say, I can't do it, it's too hard. They'll say it if they've been to school. They've been to school and they've been like, they've mixed with others who have been negatively impacted in one way or the other. But if you hand it to them, they just say, they draw a whatever it looks like, and they'll say, here it is. And as far as they're concerned, they're like squiggle and like dots and things is that building, you know, and who are you to say it's not? So it's to really think about all those things that we've said to ourselves, that we've or other people have said to ourselves, and that we still carry on that narrative, and we need to just let that go, let it all go. And the other way of clearing the mental clutter is, I mean, we were talking about it a while back, about how many telephone numbers that we used to hold in our heads. You know, now we've got the mobile phone. How many numbers do you remember? You know, it's all on, you know, it's under their name. You don't have to. But we used to remember mobile numbers and landline numbers. And then we had passwords, passcodes, and the whole gamut of things that we used to remember. So it's about using the things that are of use to us. So like a planner. So you still want to have that balance. You still want to make sure that you're mentally stimulating yourself and remembering. So that's doing, you know, I don't know, mathematical equations and arithmetic, mental arithmetic, or, you know, some of these kind of games that you can play that stimulate the brain, you know, not questionnaires, but trivia and things like that. But it's time you set up your planner, time you set up your schedule, because there are things that are falling to the wayside that are really important and are going to be the things that, these are the seeds you're sowing for the rest of the year. So you really need to get things down and sorted out. It's like looking at the things like that and looking at every thing that you want to do and seeing how you can best approach it, how you can best get it done. And growing, because you still want to grow, you still want to do all the things you want to do. Like, we want to do more now because we realize time is moving so quickly. I mean, who knew how fast 2023 was going to be? And now we're in 2024, and it's just like, you know, so what have you done in the last 2 weeks? So, tip of the week, clear mental clutter, clear the things. And especially clear the negative things that don't need to be there. Yeah. And put in some strategies that, you know, if a negative thought does come up, what do you say to yourself? How do you combat that? You know, if somebody says something to you, what do you say back to them? You know, if somebody asks you to do something and you don't want to do it, what do you say? Do you say, I'm not sure. As soon as you said that, they'll say, oh, come on. Oh, please. Oh, you know, they're so looking forward to seeing you. Oh, I don't know. And then you say, oh, okay then. But in your head, what you really wanted to do was you wanted to do some work. You know, you wanted to get done. There was some tasks you wanted to get done because those are the seeds for tomorrow. Rather than saying no to the things that don't serve you, no to the things that, you know, have a negative impact on you. And you know what they are. So it's about using your time better, using your time wisely, because you have less time going forward than you've already lived. So I'm going to keep saying that because I have to keep reminding myself that, you know, there is still so much that I want to do. And to do them, I need to use my time better. So this month in Material Mondays, we are Material Musings. we are looking at layered tattered stitch. So you can always join me and see some of the things that we're going to be trying. I'm using it as inspiration.
So I also wanted to share some of the fabric projects that I've been making, or one of the fabric projects I made. If you came to the Artsy Meetup Marathon, I was making these pouches, and this is a stitched one, and they can also be stuck together, so they have a variety of different beads. So that was a fun activity, and I'm going to be sharing a full course so that you can see how to make them from start to finish. So you start out with a blank canvas fabric, and then you paint it, and you let me show you some of the others. You do a whole load of different activities on them. And you can also use printed fabric if you don't have your own painted fabric. So that was a really nice session. But I was aware that, you know, I started out with already painted piece of fabric. And if you'd wanted to, you know, do it from the beginning, this is a lovely way to be able to, you know, create your own beads and, you know, create a pouch for your journal if you wish, or any other kind of. I also have inspiration cards in mine, and it's really fun. So I wanted to also share the book that I'm reading this month, and it's I've got an electronic book. I've got my Kindle, but for some reason they keep updating the operating system,
And then it means you have to buy another Kindle. Well, it's meant that I'm now on my second Kindle. The first one, there was nothing wrong with it. And then the operation system changed and I could no longer use it. Anyway, but so this is the book that I'm reading at the moment, and it's filled with lovely activities. I'll be reviewing it probably in a few weeks. I'll be reviewing it and putting it on my Amazon. So if you want to know exactly what the book looks like and what I think of it, you can check me out there. And so we're coming towards the end. We're going to be looking at a few things now, a few short things before we go. We're going to be looking at some art activities that are going on. And the main one is the Arts Resource Hub. And the Arts Resource Hub is on my course platform. It's entirely free to join. And there are two other free courses. And it's full of hints and tips and digital downloads. You get free each month access to some of the YouTube videos that I create. Any discounts, links that might be interesting, any free courses, I put it up in the Arts Resource Hub. And every month it is updated. So you can go there and check it out. And I'll put all the links in the description. But finally, what we want to do is ask a final question. And I want you to think about what most satisfying art-related achievement or milestone that you have achieved in your life so far. So for me, the first thing that came for me is making the decision to become an artist. And then going along that road. And then when I came to Barbados, I entered my work into a variety of different art exhibits. And over the years, I've gained 8 awards for my work. So I'm very proud of that, very proud of the achievement that for somebody who, you know, I had my insecurities at the time, and I just said to myself, do you know what? I'm just going to do the work that I love and not look back. And I haven't looked back. And every now and again, I do apply, you know, submit my work. And I'm, you know, really pleased to be able to have entered it's the Kropova Visual Arts Exhibition, and it's NIFCA. So I'm very proud to have won, you know, several bronze and silver NIFCA awards. And yeah, so think about what that is for you. And it could be, there could be smaller things, you know, that you got accepted for an exhibition, or that you, you know, entered an exhibition, or that you sold your first piece, or whatever it is, you need to document that and celebrate yourself. And keep celebrating yourself each and every day. So one of the things in my planner, I have what my insight for the day was, what my achievement for the day was, and what my gratitude for the day was. So I hope that you can build up your resources, build up the things that will help you to get to where you want to go, or desire to be, or desire to help. You know, and I look forward to seeing how you get on in your journey. And I look forward to being one of your cheerleaders along the way. And who knows, I might even meet you in the 5 a.m. club at some point. But think about how you use your time, and think about where it is you want to go, what it is you want to do and achieve, who you want to help, and set your course for that mission. Because we're all on a mission, and we all have something to offer the world, however small, however minute you think it is. Everybody's got a voice that they can share, a gift that they've been given, and they can express their talents and their abilities out into the world. So take care for now, and I will see you very soon.